to have open hearts to hear the Bible, and that the Word of God might bless us, Father. In your precious name I pray. Amen. All right, well, we're there in Joshua chapter number 18. And like I said, most of this chapter is just dividing of the land, which will probably be a good study for you to do maybe on your own and take a map out and figure out where all these lands were and look at it. So there's nothing wrong with that. But I want to just focus your attention on the first few verses of the chapter. If you look at verse 1, it says, "And the whole congregation of the children of Israel assembled together at Shiloh and set up the tabernacle of the congregation there, and the land was subdued before them." So at this point, the conquering of the land is pretty much done. They've all gathered together. They set up the tabernacle. They're there in Shiloh. The Bible says the land was subdued before them, if you look at verse 2. "And there remained among the children of Israel seven tribes, which had not yet received their inheritance." So they're pretty much done. Taken over the land. Some of the tribes have got their inheritance. But seven tribes have not received their land. Do you understand what we're talking about? There's 12 tribes of Israel. They were all supposed to get a certain amount of land and inheritance that was given to them. But at this point, seven of them have still not received the land. Now, if you look at verse 3, Joshua tells us why it is that these people have not received their land yet. If you look at verse 3, it says, "And Joshua said unto the children of Israel," notice what he says, "how long are ye slack to go to possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers has given you?" So according to Joshua, these people have not received their land, not because Joshua hasn't given it to them, not because God hasn't given it to them, but he says, look, the reason that you seven tribes have not received the land is because you've been slack concerning the fact that you need to go get this land. And the question he asks is, how long are ye slack to go possess the land? Now the word slack is not necessarily a word that we use a lot in our English language today, but the word slack means inactive, it means sluggish, it means not diligent. What the word slack literally means is lazy. And Joshua, I think is interesting, looks at these seven tribes and he said, the reason you have not got the seven lands that God has promised you is because you are slack. And what he's doing is he's pointing his finger at them and saying, you are lazy. And he said, how long are ye slack to go possess the land? He says, look, go get it. God has given it to you. Get to it. It's very interesting, I think. And you know, the subject of laziness, I'll be honest with you, it's not something that I heard preached a lot when I was growing up. I'm not sure why. I mean, I heard about it, but it's a common theme in my preaching because I think, to me, number one, the Bible talks a lot about laziness. And we're going to see that in a minute. But number two, to me, laziness is like a sin that every single one of us struggles with. And if you say, I don't struggle with it, you're a liar. Because everybody struggles with laziness. And I think that's why God talks so much about it. And it's interesting, though, because here's what's funny about when you talk about laziness. Everybody can identify laziness in somebody else. You know what I mean? Like, we can tell you, oh, that person's lazy because of this issue. And that person's lazy because of this and of that. But you know what's hard for us is to identify laziness in ourselves. And we all struggle with laziness. And the Bible talks a lot about laziness. And the Bible says that these people had not possessed the land that God had given them. God had given them blessings. God had given them certain things. And they had not got it. Not because they couldn't get it. Not because they weren't smart enough to get it. Not because they couldn't go conquer. Not because God wasn't with them. It's just they hadn't got up and done it. And you know, today in our society and in our day and age, I believe that there are so many blessings for us as individuals and for us as a church. But we just don't get it because we're lazy. Because we're slack to go possess the land. And today, I want to give you 15 things that the Bible tells us. And 14 things, I'm sorry, did I say 15? I meant 14. I was going to do 15, but I got a little lazy. No, 14 things to consider in regards to, and look, this is for you to ask yourself, am I lazy in this area of my life? Because the Bible talks a lot about laziness. Now here's the thing though, we can all identify laziness in everybody else. So this is not a sermon for you to be like, oh yeah, that's so and so. Preach a pastor, you know, you're like, you heard of like the pitchforking Christianity? Or it's like the pastor's preaching and they're like pitching it, you know, it's for that guy. You know what I mean? This is something for you to consider in yourself. You know, am I lazy? Because the Bible talks a lot about this. And it's kind of, the sermon's written in a little bit of a different way. You ever heard those jokes where it's like, you may be a redneck if, you know, and it's like they give all these different things? Well, this sermon is like, you may be lazy if, you know, if these things apply to you. But go to Proverbs real quickly. Because Joshua said, he said, how long are you slack? And it's interesting because the Bible actually talks a lot about the subject of laziness. I preach a lot about it. I don't know that I preached an entire sermon on it recently. But the Bible says, go to Proverbs chapter number 6. And let me just show you a few things. And like I said, actually, let me say this. I need to give this disclaimer, okay? Because somebody's going to walk out of here and say something that I didn't say. I am not saying that because one of these things describes you, I'm not saying that that means you're lazy. What I am saying is that if these characteristics describe you, it may be because of laziness. Now, it may be because of other reasons. Do you understand that? The root cause of everything is not laziness. You got to understand that. So I'm going to give you a few things. I'm going to say, you know, if you, for example, if you have this in your life, I'm not saying because you have this, it means you're lazy. But what I am saying is that if you have this, it may be because you're lazy, and you ought to look in your own heart and in your own life and decide, am I struggling with laziness in that area? Because the Bible is very clear about it, right? Are you there in Proverbs chapter number 6? Look at verse number 6. Proverbs chapter number 6, look at verse 6. The Bible says, go to the ant, thou sluggard. Now, the word sluggard is a word that the Bible uses. The word sluggard, slothful, slack, those are all words that the Bible uses for would be our modern word lazy. And the Bible says, go to the ant, thou sluggard. He says, go to the ant, you lazy person. Here's why. Consider her ways and be wise. What are you supposed to consider? Look at verse 7. Which having no guide, do you see that? Which having no guide over, a guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer, and gathereth her food in the harvest. So God says, look, if you're lazy, you ought to take a lesson from the ant, because the ant doesn't have anybody managing them, doesn't have anybody ruling over them, doesn't have anybody micromanaging and making sure they get things done. And they get things done and they get prepared. And he says, that's a good lesson. So number one, you may be lazy if you cannot accomplish a task without supervision. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I'm not saying you're lazy because you can't accomplish a task without supervision. Maybe you can't accomplish a task without supervision because you haven't had the proper training. Maybe you're still learning. So do you understand? All of these don't just mean automatically you're lazy. But if you find yourself constantly just not being able to accomplish tasks unless somebody's just harping on you and saying, are you getting this done? When is this going to be done? If you're that type of person, you ought to consider yourself and think, am I lazy? Because you may be lazy if you cannot accomplish a task without supervision. Because God said, go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provided their meat in the summer and gather their food in the harvest. You know, you and I ought to be the type of people, and we ought to be the type of workers, where if your boss says, hey, get this done, he doesn't have to worry about, I wonder if they're getting it done. He just knows, it's getting done. It's being taken care of, because that's a hard worker. Now, like I said, you may not be able to accomplish a task without supervision, because you haven't been trained. Maybe it's because you don't, you know, you're still, I'm not saying that because you can't accomplish a task, you're lazy, but it may be if you constantly find yourself just, man, I can't do this unless somebody's just on me. The reason may be because you're lazy, according to the Bible. Number two, you may be lazy if you sleep a lot. Look at verse 9. Are you there in Proverbs 6? Look at verse 9. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of the sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. So according to the Bible, you may be, if you sleep a lot, you may sleep a lot because you're lazy. Now you may sleep a lot because you've got some sort of sleeping disorder. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying, you know, you sleep a lot so you're lazy. But I am saying you may be lazy, and that's why you sleep a lot. And you got to consider your own heart. Do I sleep a lot? Because the Bible says that sleep is a waste of time. Sleep, well, actually, keep your finger in Proverbs 6, but go to Proverbs chapter 20. Look at verse number 13. I love preaching on laziness because nobody likes the sermon. Proverbs chapter number 20, look at verse 13. Look what the Bible says. Proverbs chapter 20, look at verse 13. Look what the Bible says. Love not sleep. Do you see that? Why? Lest thou come to poverty. You know what the word poverty means? It means poor. He says, love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. The Bible says we should not love sleep. And according to the Bible, Proverbs 20, verse, what did I say?
16.
Did I say 16? I meant 13. Proverbs 20, verse 13. Sorry about that. Proverbs 20, 13. Love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt be satisfied with bread. So I said, number one, you may be lazy if you cannot accomplish a task without supervision. I said, number two, you may be lazy if you sleep a lot. The Bible says, love not sleep. Number three, you may be lazy. Go to Proverbs 10, look at verse 4. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 4. Look what the Bible says. Now I want you to see this. He becometh poor. You see that? He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand. Does that sound familiar? Isn't that what Joshua accused the children of Israel? He said, how long are ye slack to possess the land? He said, he becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand. But, notice the contrast, the hand of the diligent maketh rich. Now listen to me. You may be lazy if you're always broke. Now look, I'm not saying because you're broke, you're lazy. Because you remember a man named Job who was broke? Remember, he lost all his money and he didn't lose. It was nothing in his character that caused him to lose his money. Would you agree? Have any of you read the book of Job? I'm not getting any response from anybody. Have you heard of Job? He's a character in the Bible. He's got a book with like 42 chapters in it. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, he was a very rich man and a very hard worker. Are you following the story? He lost all his riches and it was not because he was lazy. Do you understand what I'm saying? So you may be poor and it may not have anything to do with the fact that you're lazy. Do you understand what I'm saying? But you may be poor because you're lazy. That's what the Bible says. Do you need to look at the verse again? Look at what it says. Proverbs 10:4. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand. You know that the government has done studies and has found that most people that live below poverty sleep more than people who make a lot of money? It's just a fact. Because getting up early, not spending your time sleeping, lounging around, and getting to work will make you not be poor. Now again, you may be a modern day Job, and if you are, praise the Lord for it. I'm not talking to you. But you gotta consider your life and think, man, am I always broke? Could it be because I never work? Because you may be lazy if you're always poor. Go to Proverbs 10:26. Are you following what I'm saying? Proverbs 10, look at verse 26. You may be lazy. So I said number one, you may be lazy if you cannot accomplish a task without supervision, like the ant. Number two, you may be lazy if you sleep a lot. Number three, you may be lazy if you're poor. Now I didn't say because you're poor you're lazy, but that may be the reason you're poor. Now maybe you're poor because you're Job. Maybe you're poor for another reason. I don't know. But it may be that you're poor because you're lazy. Number four, you may be lazy if your boss is always displeased with you. Are you there in Proverbs 10? Look at verse 26. Proverbs 10:26, the Bible says, as vinegar to the teeth and as smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to them that send him. If you're the type of worker that your boss is always upset with you, you know, we like to put excuses, oh, he's upset with me, he's against me, because everybody, you know, he's against me because I'm a man. He's against me because I'm a woman. He's against me because I'm Hispanic. He's against me. He may just be against you because you're lazy. Now, he may be a racist. He may be a sexist. Maybe that's why your boss is always mad at you, but you should consider, am I lazy? And is that why my boss is always mad at me? Because look what the Bible says. As vinegar to the teeth, and as smoke to the eyes. Have you ever had smoke in your eyes? You ever been camping and smoke gets in your eyes? You know what I'm talking about? You know what he's saying here? It's irritating. You ever work with somebody who's just lazy? You're like trying to get something done, and they're just like, you're trying to motivate them. They're just, they're slowing you down. That's what the Bible says. As vinegar to the teeth and as smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to them that send him. So he said, number one, you may be lazy if you cannot accomplish a task without supervision. Number two, you may be lazy if you sleep a lot. Number three, you may be lazy if you're poor. Number four, you may be lazy if your boss is always displeased with you. Number five, look at Proverbs 12:24. Proverbs 12:24. The Bible says, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. Number five, you may be lazy if you never get promoted. If you're at a job and it just seems like, you know, everybody gets promoted ahead of you, the new guy gets promoted ahead of you, the guy that doesn't even speak English gets promoted ahead of you, do you know what I'm talking about? You say, well, it's because they don't like me. Maybe it's because you're lazy. Now, maybe it's because they don't like you. Maybe they don't like you because you're a Christian. There could be a lot of reasons. But it may just be, you ought to consider that maybe it's because you're lazy. Because the Bible says, look at what it says. Proverbs chapter number 12, look at verse 24. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. Look, I didn't sneak around and put these verses in your Bible. God wrote this book. And it's interesting to me how much God talks about the subject of laziness. So we said, number one, you may be lazy if you cannot accomplish a task without supervision. Number two, you may be lazy if you sleep a lot. Number three, you may be lazy if you're poor. Number four, you may be lazy if your boss is always displeased with you. Number five, you may be lazy if you never get promoted. Number six, you may be lazy if you always have goals and plans and never accomplish them. Go to Proverbs 13. Look at verse 4. Proverbs 13, look at verse 4. He that keepeth... I'm sorry, Proverbs... Did I say 13... Yeah, verse 4. Sorry, I was reading verse 3. Proverbs 13, 4. The soul of the sluggard. Now notice, do you see the first four words of the word sluggard? Do you see how it says slug? Okay, that's not a good adjective. You don't want your boss calling you a slug, or a sloth, or slack. Okay, but look at what it says. Verse 4. The soul of the sluggard desireth. Okay, so he wants something. But notice what it says. And hath nothing. But the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. So see, according to the Bible, now you may set goals and not accomplish them for another reason. Maybe you're setting goals that are too high. Maybe you're setting goals that are unrealistic. But maybe you're not accomplishing your goals because you're lazy. We're in the middle of June. How's all your New Year's resolutions coming? Hey, I'm just saying. Now maybe, you know, maybe it's because of this, maybe it may be, but it may. You gotta consider the fact that maybe if you're the type of person who's constantly setting goals and never accomplishing them, it just may be because you're lazy. Now I'm not against you. I'm just saying, if you want to succeed in life, you're gonna have to deal with that. Go to Proverbs, are you there in Proverbs 13? Look at verse 9. Look at verse 19, I'm sorry. Proverbs 13, 19. Look what the Bible says. The desire accomplished is sweet to the soul. The Bible says if you have a desire, if you have a goal, and you accomplish that, man, that's a sweet thing. Amen. Weren't you excited when you found out that we got over $5,000 in the offering? Now look, if we wouldn't have got over $5,000, I would have been okay with it. Say, why? Because in everything give thanks, is what the Bible says. You know? So I'd have been content with it. But hey, the desire accomplished is sweet to the soul, but it is abomination to fools to depart from evil. It's good to set a goal and to reach that goal. It's good to have a desire and get that desire. Now look, maybe you're not reaching a goal or whatever. Maybe it's because, maybe there's a legitimate reason. And if there is, I'm not talking to you. But you ought to consider the fact that if you're constantly setting goals and never accomplishing them, it may be because you're lazy. Because that's what the Bible says. So we said, you may be lazy if you cannot accomplish a task without supervision. Now you may not be able to accomplish a task for another reason. If that's the case, then I'm not talking to you. But you ought to consider, is it because I'm being lazy? You may be lazy if you sleep a lot. Now you may sleep a lot because you, look, if you have cancer, you need to sleep a lot because you need to rest. Do you understand what I'm saying? There may be other reasons why you do this which are legitimate reasons. And if that's the case, I'm not talking to you. But maybe you say, man, I sleep a lot. It may just be because you're lazy. You may be lazy if you're poor. Now, you may be poor for another reason. You may be poor because that's God's will for your life. And if that's God's will, then amen for it. But it may be because you're lazy. You may be lazy if your boss is always displeased with you. You may be lazy if you never get promoted. You may be lazy if you always set goals and plans and never accomplish them. Number 7, go to Proverbs 15, look at verse 19. Now, are you noticing how I'm backing every single one of these with a verse? The Bible talks a lot about this. We're only halfway through, so you better stick with it. Proverbs 15, look at verse 19. Look what the Bible says. The way of the slothful man is an hedge of thorns. You know what a hedge is? It's a fence. And that's not just a fence, but it's a fence of thorns. A hedge of thorns. You ever seen like those fences with the barbed wire? The Bible says that... What verse was it? Verse 19. The way of the slothful man is an hedge of thorns. Now notice the contrast. But the way of the righteous is made plain. So here's what he's saying. The slothful guy seems to always have obstacles. And the righteous guy seems to always just have things plain. Now look, you may have obstacles because the devil's fighting you. You may have obstacles because of whatever. But you got to consider, if you're the type of person who seems like there's always something, there's always an obstacle, there's always a reason why you can't do something, maybe the reason is you. Maybe it's because you're lazy. You understand what I'm saying? You say, you are a mean pastor. Look, if you got a hold of the service of this sermon, it would revolutionize your life. I promise you, the day I decided I'm going to quit being lazy and I'm going to get to work was probably one of the best decisions I made in my life. Because God can prosper you and God can help you. You may be lazy if you always have obstacles. Number 7. Number 8. Go to Proverbs 19. Look at verse 24. Proverbs. And by the way, no one's just born a hard worker. You decide to be a hard worker. No one's just born, you know, I get up at 5:30 every day, naturally, I sleep 5 hours a day, and I work. Nobody does that normally. Your flesh wants to sleep, your flesh wants to, you know, just to have excuses. If you're going to be a hard worker, it's because you decide to be a hard worker. You may be lazy if you have obstacles, if you constantly have obstacles. Number 8, go to Proverbs 19:24. Look at Proverbs 19, verse number 24. The Bible says, a slothful man hideth his hand in his bosom and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. Isn't that crazy? A lazy person, like, they won't even feed themselves with their own hand. What is he illustrating? You may be lazy if you cannot care for yourself. Go to Proverbs 26 real quickly. Proverbs 26, verse 15. Proverbs 26, verse 15. Look what the Bible says. Proverbs 26, verse 15. The slothful hideth his hand in his bosom. It grieveth him to bring it again to his mouth. Now, listen to me very carefully. Because people have a tendency to hear what they want to hear. And they go out of here saying, well, Pastor Jimenez, if you are bedridden because of a health issue, if you are 91 years old and you need somebody to care for you, I am not talking about you. There may be a reason why you need certain help. But you know what? There are a lot of people in this world who, like, don't even get out of bed to do anything. They constantly just have people, bring me lunch, bring me this, bring me that, I need this, I need that. And it may just be, you know, it may be that you have a health issue. And if it is, I'm not talking to you. But you ought to consider, it may be because you're lazy. Well, I don't think you should say that. Well, God said that. I didn't say that. I just read the verse. Go back to Proverbs. Well, look at Proverbs 19:24 again, just so you can see the verse. Proverbs 19:24. A slothful man hideth his hand in his bosom and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. We said number 7, you may be lazy if you always have obstacles. Number 8, you may be lazy if you cannot care for yourself. Number 9, go to Proverbs 18, look at verse 9. Proverbs 18, verse 9. Proverbs 18, 9, the Bible says, he also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. You may be lazy if you cannot care. I'm sorry, I said care for yourself. Number 8, number 9, you may be lazy if you are a waster. Full person. You may be lazy. You know, children are very wasteful. You know what I mean? You always got to be on them about not wasting stuff. You know why it is? Because children are lazy. I don't know about you, but my kids play all day. They do fun stuff all day. I got to get them to, like, clean up. You know, I don't just come home and they're like, you know, my wife would have a heart attack. The kids just volunteer to clean their room. That doesn't happen. Children are naturally lazy. You say, why are children naturally lazy? Because we're all naturally lazy. That's the truth. And that's what the Bible says. But you know, when you begin, you know why dad is always, turn off that light. Why is there a light in, you know, in the den and nobody's in there? Why is this on? And why, you know why he's saying that? Because he's the one paying the bill. When you're not lazy and you're paying the bills, all of a sudden, man, you're trying to save everything you can. But when you're lazy and everything's just given to you, you become a great, great waster. Say, I can't believe you're saying that. I read, the Bible said that. You need to look at the verse again. Proverbs, what is it? 19 or 18 verse 9. Look what it says. He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. You say, I waste a lot. It may just be because you're lazy. Number 10. You may be lazy if you cannot work when uncomfortable. Look at Proverbs 20, verse 4. Proverbs 20, verse 4. Look what the Bible says. Proverbs 20, verse 4. The sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold. Therefore shall he beg in the harvest and have nothing. The Bible says that the lazy person cannot plow, that's talking about working, because it's cold. Okay, now please, because I know people, you know, like to read into things. If you have a health reason why you can't work, I'm not talking to you. But if you're the type of person who just says, I'm not comfortable, it's a little cold, so I'm not going to work, that may be an indication that you're a lazy person. That's what the Bible says. The sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold. Therefore shall he beg and harvest and have nothing. So we said number 7, you may be lazy if you always have obstacles. We said number 8, you may be lazy if you cannot care for yourself. We said number 9, you may be lazy if you're wasteful. We said number 10, you may be lazy if you cannot work when uncomfortable. Number 11, look at Proverbs 21, verse 25. Proverbs 21, verse 25. The Bible says in Proverbs 21, verse 25, look what it says. The desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labor. You may be lazy if you don't work. That's what the Bible says. Some of you moms need to wake up and realize that your little precious, it's not that they're so tired because they, you know, they went to school for 6 hours and they're so beat so they can't help with the laundry. They may not want to help with the laundry because they're lazy, and you got to help them to get that out of them. Because they're going to be very unsuccessful as adults. You can be lazy as a child and be fine. No child left behind is going to make sure they pass on to the next grade. But your boss may not give you that next raise because you're lazy. And we all should work on that. You may be lazy if you cannot work when uncomfortable. Now look, you may not be able to work when uncomfortable because you have arthritis. You understand what I'm saying? If that's the case, I'm not talking to you. But if you're the type of person who's like, oh, that's not comfortable, so I'm not going to... It may just be because you're lazy. If you're the type of person who just doesn't like to work, you hear the word work and you're like, I don't want a part of that. It may be because you're lazy. Number 12, Proverbs 22, look at verse 13. Proverbs 22, verse 13. The slothful man saith, there is a lion without. I shall be slain in the street. We said number 7, you may be lazy if you always have an obstacle. Number 8, you may be lazy if you cannot care for yourself. Number 9, you may be lazy if you are wasteful. Number 10, you may be lazy if you cannot work when uncomfortable. Number 11, you may be lazy if you don't work. Number 12, you may be lazy if you always have an excuse. You ever met that person? They always have an excuse as to why they can't do something. You know, when I was in the military, man, you were getting so much trouble. If you went up to your boss and you told them why you can't do something. They don't want to hear why you can't do something. They want to know what you're going to do to get over that obstacle. And that's a good way, you know, to raise kids. That's a good thing to have for yourself. Are you there in Proverbs 22? Look at Proverbs 26. Look at verse 13. Proverbs 26, verse 13. Proverbs 26, 13. The Bible says, the slothful man saith, there is a lion in the way, a lion is in the street. See, the lazy person always has an excuse why I can't go to work, there may be a lion out on the street. Now look, King Solomon, who wrote most of the book of Proverbs, lived in a civilized nation. I promise you there were not just lions just on the street. But you know, we come up with the most ridiculous reasons as to why we can't do something. And now look, you may have a legit reason, and if you do, I'm not talking to you. But if you're the person who's always putting up an excuse as to why you can't do something, it may just be that you're lazy. And you ought to consider that. Because the Bible says that the slothful person constantly has an excuse as to why they can't do something. Proverbs 24, look at verse 30. Proverbs 24, are you amazed how much the Bible talks about this? Proverbs 24, verse 30. God must care about the fact of us not being lazy. Proverbs 24... verse 30, Proverbs 24, 30. Look what the Bible says. I went by the field of the slothful. Okay? So he went to a field that was owned by a lazy person. I went by the field of the slothful and by the vineyard of a man void of understanding. And lo, it was all grown over with thorns and nettles, and covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. Then I saw, and considered it well, and looked upon it, and received instruction. So here's what he's saying. King Solomon's saying, I went to the property that was owned by someone who he knew to be lazy, and he said that it was covered with thorns, and nettles, and the face thereof, of the stone wall thereof, was broken down. So he says this place was just in shambles. He said, I saw and I considered it well. So he stood there and he looked at the property and he thought about it. He looked upon it and received instruction. And you know what he realized? Verse 33, yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. Here's the point. Number 13, you may be lazy if your house and properties are always a mess. That's what the Bible says. Solomon went to this guy and he looked in the yard and it was a mess. The fence was falling apart, the weeds were growing up, it was nettles, it was destroyed, the house was a mess, and he said, this guy is a lazy person. If your house is always a mess, it may be because you're lazy. Now, it may be because you just had a baby and you got two little ones running around and you're bedridden. It may be because you're sick. And you know, the Bible says where the old oxen are, the crib is clean. It may be because you're working. It may be, there may be a lot of reasons. If you would have gone to, don't talk to Brother Jose. I almost took this point out of the sermon. You would have looked at my backyard a couple months ago. It was a mess. You said, why was it a mess? I was working like 60 hours a week. I didn't have time to deal with it. I went to Brother Jose and I said, Brother, you got to help me. I cannot do this on my own. He came in with all his tools and helped me clean up the backyard. Okay, I'm telling you, that verse applied to me. Okay? But I'm saying this, if you're the person who's just constantly there, there's times, you understand there's seasons in life where you're busy and things may get out of hand. I'm not talking to you. But if you're the person who you're just constantly living in filth all the time, your house is never clean. Now, it may be because of health reasons. It may be because of many reasons. But it may just be because you're lazy. Because Solomon said, the reason that this guy has not taken care of his field, the reason he hasn't looked at his gate, the reason that everything's falling apart, is because he's a slothful person. Number 14. Look at Proverbs 26. Look at verse 14. Proverbs 26:14. The Bible says, Proverbs chapter number 26 and verse 14. As the door turneth upon his hinges, so doth the slothful upon his bed. Now, we said, you know, I like to recap these. We said, number one, you may be lazy if you cannot accomplish a task without supervision. We said, number two, you may be lazy if you sleep a lot. We said, number three, you may be lazy if you're poor. We said, number four, you may be lazy if your boss is always displeased with you. We said, number five, you may be lazy if you never get promoted. Number six, you may be lazy if you always have goals and plans and never accomplish them. Number seven, you may be lazy if you always have obstacles. Number eight, you may be lazy if you cannot care for yourself. Number nine, you may be lazy if you're wasteful. Number 10, you may be lazy if you cannot work when uncomfortable. Number 11, you may be lazy if you don't work. Number 12, you may be lazy if you always have an excuse. Number 13, you may be lazy if your house is always a mess. And number 14, you may be lazy if you cannot sleep at night. Now look, listen to me, and listen to me very carefully. You may not be able to sleep at night because you have some sort of sleep disorder. If that's you, I'm not talking to you. But you know that most people that can't sleep at night is because they spend all day sleeping, and they wonder why they can't sleep at night. Look at Proverbs 26:14. Did I put that in the Bible? As the door turneth upon the hinges. Do you understand what that's saying? Go look at a door. What's it do on the hinges? You know what lazy people do all night? They're trying to sleep. They're just, I can't get to sleep. Why? Because you slept all day. Because you did nothing all day. That's why you can't sleep. You're not tired. As the door turneth upon his hinges, so doth. He says, in the same way, the slothful upon his bed. Now look, you may not be able to sleep because of health reasons. If that's the case, I'm not talking to you. You may not be able to sleep because you're on drugs. I don't know, you know. But it may be that you can't sleep because you're lazy. You're there in Proverbs? Go to the next book, Ecclesiastes. Just real quickly. We're almost done. Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Look at verse 12. The next book, Proverbs. Then you got Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Look at verse 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 5. Look at verse 12. Look at what the Bible says. The sleep. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 12. The sleep of a laboring man is sweet. Say, I have trouble sleeping. Get up at 5 in the morning, work all day long. You're not going to have any trouble sleeping at night. You say, I can't work. Look, you may not have a job, but you should be doing something all day. You should be working all day. The worst thing you could do for your morale is to just lounge around all day. God did not create you and I to be inactive people. When Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, when Adam and Eve made the biggest mistake that ruined everybody's life, when Adam and Eve were depressed and discouraged, you know what God did for them? The greatest thing He could have done for them is He put them to work. He said to Eve, you will care for children. He said to Adam, you will work the ground. And that allowed them to have a self-confidence. It allowed them to have a self-assurance. It allowed them to accomplish something. And the worst thing that you and I could do is to just sit around and do nothing all day. When I work all day long, I may be tired, but you know what? I'm satisfied. And when I can pay those bills and make sure my kids are fed and make sure that they have the clothes they need, and it satisfies me to work. And it would satisfy you. Now, I didn't say that because you can't sleep at night, you're lazy. I didn't say that. I said if you can't sleep at night, it may be because you're lazy. That may be another reason. And if that's the case, then that's the case. But it may be that you're lazy. Go to Proverbs 26, look at verse 16. Proverbs 26, look at verse 16. We said, number one, you may be lazy if you cannot accomplish. Now, please, here's the key word. The key word is this, may. I didn't say you are if this applies to you, but I said this may apply to you because you're lazy. You may be lazy if you cannot accomplish a task without supervision. You may be lazy if you sleep a lot. You may be lazy if you're poor. You may be lazy if your boss is always displeased with you. You may be lazy if you never get promoted. You may be lazy if you always have goals and plans and never accomplish them. You may be lazy if you always have obstacles. You may be lazy if you cannot care for yourself. You may be lazy if you're wasteful. You may be lazy if you cannot work when uncomfortable. You may be lazy if you don't work at all. You may be lazy if you always have an excuse. You may be lazy if your house is always a mess. You may be lazy if you cannot sleep at night. Are you there in Proverbs 26:16? You may be lazy if one or two or three or all 14 of these apply to you. And instead of you looking in your heart and saying, wow, I gotta deal with that, you're thinking, I can't believe that pastor, who does he think he is? Now look, if you need somebody to be mad at, I'm your man. I have several people mad at me every week. I think it's funny because people come to church and I preach something and they walk out of here. They usually don't talk to me, they talk to my wife or someone. And that man, he said that just because of me. And what they don't realize is like, I said that and that applies to like 15 people. I said something about divorce and like half the people in the room have been divorced. Like, you said that because of me. It's like, divorce is prevalent. Say something about drinking. Tons of people drink. But everything's about you. Look, if you feel like it's about you, maybe it's because God's speaking to you. Maybe it's because you're lazy. If one or two or four or 10 or 14 or all of these apply to you and you're thinking, it's not me. It may mean you're lazy. Look at Proverbs 26 verse 16. Look what the Bible says. Proverbs 26 verse 16. Proverbs 26:16. The Bible says, the sluggard, that's a lazy person. Look what it says. The sluggard is wiser in his own conceit than seven men that can render a reason. Let me read that again. The sluggard is wiser in his own conceit than seven men that can render a reason. You know that seven guys who are successful can go up to someone and say, hey, listen, man, you got so much talent. God can use you. If you just got up early and went to work, God would do. And the sluggard would say, oh, no, that's not it. Go ahead. Don't listen to me. I don't care. I mean, I care. I care about you. But I'm going to get up early and work. I'm going to make sure that my kids have a good work ethic and they're successful. You say, that's not me, that's fine, but that just may be the proof that you're lazy, because the sluggard is wiser in his own conceit. The sluggard can have literally like 17 verses showed to them and say, none of those apply to me. Look, if you're walking out of this service and thinking, none of those apply, something in this sermon applied to you. Some of this stuff applies to me. Amen. And if you're like, well, no, none of that applies to me, that's probably the best proof that you're lazy. Because there's nothing wrong with you. You're wiser in your own conceit than seven men that can render a reason. The Bible says, the Bible puts these verses in there because we all need them. And let me just, newsflash, we all struggle with laziness. Every single one of us. Go to Joshua 18, look at verse 1. We're done. We're done right here. Remember we started in Joshua? I didn't like that sermon. Get mad at Joshua. He's the one that brought it up. Joshua 18, look at verse 3. And Joshua said unto the children of Israel, how long are ye lazy? How long are ye slack to go to possess the land? You know, I truly believe that God has wonderful blessings for you and me and our church. But we got to fight this thing every day. Laziness. Because we all struggle with it. We all have areas in our lives where we're lazy. And we may not be lazy in the same areas. Maybe you're late. Maybe you've been lazy in your Bible reading. Maybe you've been lazy in your prayer time. Maybe you've been lazy in your soul winning. Maybe you've been lazy in your church attendance. Maybe you've been lazy with spending time with your kids. Maybe you've been lazy at work. I don't know where you're lazy, but I know this. We all struggle with it. Better be working on it. Better be working on it. Because God will bless you if you work hard. I like the verse in the bulletin. Colossians 3:15. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto me. Let's bow our heads and have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we love you, Lord, so much. Thank you for our church. And Lord, I'm thankful that there's a place where the truth is still preached and the Bible is preached. It may not be what we all want to hear. It's not what I want to hear. But Lord, every once in a while we need to be told, you're lazy, get to work. Lord, help me to not be lazy. Help me to set a good example for my children and for the church people, Lord. Help me to be just willing to work. Help all of us, Father. I just truly believe if we would put away our flesh and just get to work, that you would bless us and help us. Father, I pray you'd help everyone here to have an understanding heart. If something in that applied to them, and it's not because they're lazy, it's a health issue, it's something out of their circumstances, something that they can't deal with. Lord, I'm not talking to them. But we all should take time to consider these things and think, am I struggling in this area because I'm lazy? Am I not able to accomplish things because I'm lazy? Am I always putting up an excuse because I'm lazy? Now, it may not be because we're lazy. But let us at least have an open heart to consider and to work on ourselves and to realize that we can all get better. We can all work harder. We can all do more. Father, we love you. In your precious name I pray. Amen.